The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Robert Armbruster and his orchestra, yours truly, Del Sharbert, and starring Nelson Eddy. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Del Sharbert, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for defense bonds presented by this station as a public service. May it serve to remind you that defense is your job, too. You can help in your country's defense while you're helping yourself to financial independence. Buy United States defense bonds regularly through your bank's bond a month plan or through payroll savings where you work. And now our famous guest, star of motion pictures, radio, and recordings, Nelson Eddy.
Here we go down in our ship to the sea, Donald and John and me. Hoist the anchor and ship the sail. Maybe we'll sight a Greenland whale or meet a giant octopus. It'll frighten you, but it won't scare us. For Donald is brave as brave can be, and John is just as brave as he, and I am as brave as John. The big ship we're sailing on, me and Donald and John. We're going to fill her with pirate gold and diamonds and nickels in the hold. Pirates make a dreadful fuss that'd frighten you, but they can't scare us. For Donald's the bravest sailor at sea, and John is just as brave as he, and I am as brave as John. Back we sail when the moon's in the sky, Donald and John and I. Life at sea is dangerous and hard when your ship is a box and the sea the backyard. And sailors get tired when they're little like me, and Donald's as sleepy can be, and John is just as sleepy as he, and I am as sleepy as
great Nelson, really great. We'd like to have another.
Glad to oblige, Del. This time I'd like to sing The Wreck of the Julie Plant.
On one dark night on Lac Saint Pierre, the wind she blow, 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 and a crew of the wood scow Julie Plant got scared and run below. For the wind she blow like hurricane, by and by she blows some more, and a scow busts up on Lac Saint Pierre, 1 hour far from the shore. The captain walk on the front deck and walk on hind deck too. He called a crew from up the hole, he called a cook also. The cook, she's name was Rosie, she come from Montreal, was chambermaid on Lumber Barge, on the Grand Lachine Canal. The wind she blow from north, west, to south, wind she blow too. When a rosy cry, mon cher, captain, mon cher, what shall I do? Then the captain throw the big anchor, but still the scow she drift. The crew, he can't pass on the shore, because he lost his skiff. The night was dark like one black cat, the wave run high and fast. When the captain tagged the rosy girl and tie her to the mast. Then he also tagged the life preserve and jump off on the leg. And say, goodbye, my rosy dear. I go drown for your sake. Next morning, very early, about 2:30, 3:40, the captain's scow and the poor Rosie was corpses on the shore. For the wind she blow like hurricane, by my she blow some more. And the scow bust up on like Saint-Pierre, when out apart from the shore. Now all good wood scow sailor man, take warning by that storm, and go and marry some nice French girl, and live on one big farm. The wind can blow like hurricane, and suppose she blows some more. You can't get drowned on Lake Saint-Pierre. So long.
Now, would you like to join me in a few words about defense bonds?
Glad to, Dell. That's a favorite topic of mine. I think defense bonds are the greatest method of saving that's ever been invented.
Well, I'll go along with you there. And buying them is also an excellent way for the average citizen to take an active part in his country's defense program.
That's right, Dell. Every dollar invested in bonds helps to make America stronger financially. It helps to combat inflation, and of course, as always, it helps to make the individual family unit more secure. To my way of thinking, there's no finer investment in the world, no better way to participate in our country's defense.
And remember, friends, there are two simple automatic plans for the regular purchase of defense bonds. The bond a month plan, a free service of your bank, and the payroll savings plan where you work.
Friends, take my suggestion. Sign up today for the regular purchase of United States defense bonds. For your country's defense, and for your own security.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy. Now let's turn to the music of Robert Armbruster in his own fine arrangement of Easy to Love.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert Armbruster.
Once again, it's time for our famous guest. And this time he sings Shadrach.
There was three children from a land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the chillin' in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on the coals and the red hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burned up the soldiers the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snow and white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn a hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Yeah, yeah, Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar said, when he saw the power of the Lord, and they had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abednego.
During the past 1 hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed program for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to our star, Nelson Eddy, and to Robert Armbruster and his orchestra for a fine show. We'll have another famous guest on hand next week, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is Del Sharbert saying so long and reminding you that defense is your job, too. Buy United States defense bonds where you work or where you bank for your country's defense and your own security.